This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited here to join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. freetalklive.com is the place to go for that. Free archives and all kinds of downloads and stuff. So head on over there and enjoy. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
Things have been getting a little heated in the studio over the conflict over the direction of the Libertarian Party.
Cripple fight!
Now, I believe that only one of the three people in the studio is a National LP, National Libertarian Party member. Am I correct about that? Rich, you are not.
I have been a member of the Libertarian Party. If you have to keep paying them, I haven't. Okay, I probably need to take care of that, because I really do, even though it's not something we're taking a lot of, we're paying a lot of attention to in New Hampshire, it's something that does matter to me at the national level. And I think what's going on here, I was thinking about this, you became a Libertarian in what year?
1998.
Okay, with me it was probably 94, because I voted for Bill Clinton in 92,
you're a little
and then
older
I voted for Harry Brown in 96.
And I was only able to vote in 1990.
I guess my view of what the Libertarian Party is that it's kind of the Babytown Frolics of libertarianism. Because,
what does that mean?
Babytown Frolics I actually stole from a series called Archer. But it's like Introduction to Libertarianism 101. It's generally the first that people ever hear.
It was for me.
About libertarianism. It was for me. I first encountered them actually when I was 16. Mm-hmm. It took me 10 years to realize I'd lost my first argument with a libertarian. But
it's a process. There's no doubt about that. But I don't know if I would have been as excited by the Libertarian Party if their candidate, when I was introduced to it, was Gary Johnson. I don't know. I was a Harry Brown libertarian, as you were.
I loved Harry. I met him in person.
So did I. I had the pleasure of meeting him. Very tall man.
Oh, yeah.
Did you meet him
huge.
In Tampa when he was campaigning there?
Yeah, I met him in Tampa.
Was it during the 2000 campaign, or did you meet him in 96?
It would have had to be during, I think, 96, okay. But maybe 2000.
Because I was going to say, if it was Tampa in 2000, we were probably in the same room together.
Oh,
just
wow.
We just didn't know each other, because there was only one campaign appearance that I know of that he made that year, and I remember he came up there and gave a speech and, you know, met everyone in the audience, and I was amazed by how tall he was. He was a very, very tall man. He was being handled by a guy named Michael Cloud at that time. He was his campaign manager.
Who wrote Secrets of Libertarian Persuasion.
That's right. Great
which
book.
If anybody has the audio tape of that book.
Someone lend it to Gary Johnson, because he needs a refresher on the ideas of...
And lend it to me, too. I would love to have an MP3 of that thing. It was brilliant. I had the book on tape, and I've been in touch with the Advocates for Self-Government, the new president over there. Last month I contacted him.
Mm-hmm.
They're hoping to retranscribe it, but they've lost the audiobook that was previously created.
Huh. I used to have those cassette tapes back in the day.
See, I did too. They're lost in a storage unit many years ago. But what I was saying about the Libertarian Party is what... You know, it's a political party, so it's not going to be pure libertarianism, because by the time you get to pure libertarianism, you don't really need governments or political parties or anything like that. I think is a gateway drug to real libertarianism, where we gather the people who can be brought this far as far as the party libertarian voice, and then we should use it kind of the way that the IRA used Sinn Féin, where they used it as a recruiting organization, where it would bring libertarian-leaning people together, and, you know, you can go in and get to know those people and schmooze with them, find out which ones of them can become anarchists or, you know, and try to move them on issues. But the more you can support their electoral success and their, especially their debate success, it's getting them back into the debates some way, somehow.
They were never in the debates.
That's true. But getting the possibility of third parties back into the debates and getting them into the debates for the first time.
That'd be nice.
Somehow, somewhere would be even better than a large vote total for me from my point of view, because it would get those words out there more. I want people to be able to get a version of kitty libertarianism that at least convinces them on the big things,
the war on drugs,
the other wars, the things that most of the time anarchists don't argue about, the things that
is Gary Johnson even good on these issues that he's talking about? Daryl, you've shared a stage with him now at least one time.
Gary Johnson will talk about doing something with cannabis, but he doesn't talk about any of the other aspects of the drug war.
That's no good.
He talks about some of the illegal aspects of some of the wars, but he does advocate for humanitarian wars, and it seems as though if Congress voted on something the right way, then he wouldn't be opposed to, you know, the wars that are happening.
So he's not even the candidate you're talking about here, Rich. He's not even close to what you're talking about. Someone who has the basics now.
He's not in Daryl's estimation.
He's the closest thing to an expert.
I'm sorry, Daryl, you are the closest thing to an expert, but you're also a competing candidate. So,
well, the video's going to be out at some point.
Of what he says is bound to be couched.
Who is more libertarian, John McAfee or Gary Johnson?
I have no idea.
I'm asking Daryl, based on their answers to questions at the debate, questions which were asked by a libertarian, or at least people who purport to be libertarian.
I will answer the question thus. If I were not a candidate and my choices were Gary Johnson or John McAfee, and I somehow could not vote for Noda, I would vote for John McAfee before I would vote for Gary Johnson.
Was it a stark comparison, or just a barely, and he's a nudge better than
just, I would say it's just a nudge better, but he sounded more libertarian on stage than what he sounds
on his
in
website.
The website and some of the other appearances that I've seen and heard.
Yeah, McAfee does seem to have the ability to construct his opinion or his perspectives that he's sharing based on the audience he's talking to. You know, he went on Jeff Berwick's show, Anarchast, and I keep thinking Anarchapulco, that's his convention.
Yeah.
He went to Jeff Berwick's Anarchast and said he was an anarchist on the radio. So he said during that interview he was an anarchist, but if you go on his website, John McAfee's website for president, his positions sound pretty middle of the road.
Yeah, and I forget what sort of weird tax policy he was advocating for at the convention over the weekend. And, of course, Gary Johnson was advocating for the fair tax and then saying, I only support this as a conversation starter, but we need a consumption tax, and everybody else was advocating for some kind of tax.
You were the only one not advocating.
I was the only one that said get rid of everything and have things be funded completely voluntarily.
See, isn't that something? I mean, so you're saying, Rich, you think that message is needed, that Daryl's principled message is needed. You just don't think it should be the Libertarian Party, which historically has been a principled message.
I would rather have it be the Anarchy Party.
But that doesn't get you anywhere, right? The word anarchist, you might as well just forget about it. No one's going going to pay attention to that.
That's the thing. As soon as you say taxation is theft, you're out of the closet. You're not a closet anarchist anymore. You're out. And that means for most people that you have jumped the shark as soon as you open your mouth and say that.
Well, someone was calling for, a talk show host was calling for Daryl's removal from...
It was actually not the talk show host. It was one of the people that he allows to write on his website under, the website is his name.
Yeah, you got to look closely to see who wrote it.
But it was not him that wrote the article.
But that person, the Jason Stapleton website, claimed that Daryl is an anarchist and he's not even a libertarian. He shouldn't have even been on stage.
And that I should be expelled.
855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Are you thinking about your Medicare benefits right now? You know, Original Medicare may not cover all of your needs, and the deadline to choose your plan is rapidly approaching. Plus, whatever Medicare plan you choose is locked in for a full year, so the wrong choice could cost you thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs. At Health Markets, we can help you find a plan to minimize those costs with one free phone call. You could spend hours doing all the research yourself, or our licensed agents can do it for you for free. Call Health Markets now for free help.
800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. Again, that's 800-978-4818. Health Market Insurance Agency, the DBA of Insear Insurance Solutions. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability vary by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Arcade City has hit the streets. The app is now available in both the Android Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can now easily download the app through those venues. Go to arcade.freetalklive.com if you'd like to sign up to drive for Arcade City. What is it? It's a ride-sharing app that is built by drivers for drivers. These are people who were frustrated with the centralized command and control structures of Uber and Lyft, and they struck out to create their own competitor that decentralizes even further the idea of ride-sharing. So Uber and Lyft sort of revolutionized the taxi business, basically, by essentially decentralizing it somewhat, making it so that there's no more central cab company. Uber and Lyft just simply send you rides, and you take them if you wish, which is good. It's a good system, and it worked well. But the problem with it is that Uber and Lyft set the rates, and so you don't have any competition for rates within the drivers for Uber and Lyft, whereas some of the drivers might want to charge more, others might want to charge less. They're not free to make that decision with Uber and Lyft. With Arcade City, you get to decide what you charge. So you'll actually essentially be in competition with other Arcade City drivers as well, which brings prices down and service up for customers. So it's another level of decentralization. The companies, of course, are not, multi-billion dollar, or the company is not a multi-billion dollar company. In fact, it barely exists as a corporation. They've filed an LLC so they can start doing credit card charges through the app, but that's pretty much all they're doing for incorporation. Basically, they just want to connect you with riders. They want you, the driver, to connect with riders. Or maybe you want to be a rider for Arcade City. Maybe you want to try it out as a rider. You can go to arcaderide.freetalklive.com to get signed up as a rider. Or if you want to drive, go to arcade.freetalklive.com. It's a big change for the ride-sharing industry, and a lot of people are really excited about it. So once again, to drive for Arcade City, go to arcade.freetalklive.com. And they've announced their new classes of drivers. They have five classes of drivers, and the lowest level class, you actually get to keep everything that you earn as the friend of Arcade City, but not even a background check is required to become a friend of Arcade City. So basically, driver or riders will be warned, hey, you were riding in your friend's car. This person does not have insurance, commercial insurance. So it's like a completely outside of the system way to connect with people. It's a really amazing thing they're doing. So once again, if you want to drive, go to arcade.freetalklive.com. And to ride, go to arcaderide.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts, Ralph is in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah,
Ian, Rich, and Daryl.
I want to talk about Black Lives Matter and the white.
Do you ever want to talk about anything else?
Sometimes he wants to talk about Obama. Right.
Well, I want to talk about the issue of race, period.
That's all you ever want to talk about. It's fine. You can talk about it, but it gets a little dull, don't you think?
Read the Daily News of New York, for crying out loud. What did he constantly want in there, the issue of race? Okay.
I don't know what you just said.
Black Lives Matter, okay? Uh-huh. These people came into being because of white guilty. That we know for a fact, okay? They are a marginal group. They have narrow support in public opinion. I can prove that to you right now, okay? According to a survey...
What are you going
to
prove, that they don't have support in public opinion?
In public opinion. According to a survey done, okay, on the magazine Esquire, okay, about anger in America... Okay. It is. The Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter here. From what you have heard or read about the movement called Black Lives Matter, hashtag Black Lives Matter. Do you? 17% strongly support the movement. 20% somewhat support the movement.
How many percent strongly support?
70%
of who?
17.
Okay. So I thought you said 70.
Right.
Okay. So 17%.
17.
Was this a scientific poll or was it?
It is a scientific poll.
Okay. Well, look, I don't defend the Black Lives Matter movement. I understand where they're coming from, but I think they're not inclusive enough. I think that everybody's life should matter.
Let me ask you this question, Ian. Hold on, Ralph. So would you go to a AIDS rally and say, cancer matters too. You guys, to me, need to be more inclusive. AIDS isn't the only bad thing. Cancer's bad too.
I would not support an organization that purported to cure cancer in only black people or only white people or only Mexicans. I would support an organization that purported to cure cancer for everyone, because if somebody's trying to solve it for just one race, I think they're operating on the wrong theory.
That's a good point, Rich. I think it's a great counter to what Daryl was saying there, because the Black Lives Matter is frustrated with police abuse of black people, but police are abusing all people who are not police.
I mean, if you take what the Black Lives Matter people say literally, then they could be satisfied just going out and randomly shooting some white people to even up the score. That wouldn't make things better from my point of view. I want to see fewer people shot of all races, creeds, and colors. But I definitely understand that a lot of black people also are existing in neighborhoods where the police feel like an occupying army in a way that they may not in more prevalently white neighborhoods. So I can see how...
Oh, I understand it.
But, you know, I can see how they may... You know, feel that, and to some extent they may be right that white people don't get the brunt of police brutality as much.
There's some evidence
for
that.
But to me, I would be saying, but hey, come be my allies, because we've got people killing us here and we need all the allies we can get.
I totally agree there. Ralph, go ahead.
They're not gonna, 20%, by the way, strongly opposed the movement. Between the 17 and 20, that's a huge, you know.
How much percent strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed, the movement is 20%.
20%.
20% of who?
The people that were surveyed.
Of the people that were surveyed. Now we can't.
So, Ralph, I've got mixed feelings about it, right? I've got mixed feelings.
We come to another survey because apparently in the news once again.
I can only handle so much per night, Ralph. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You know, it'd be interesting to get a poll done about people and their opinions about Ralph. How many people...
Can we get him a translator?
Yeah, how many people can actually enjoy Ralph's calls? Because some people hate Ralph's calls because he's hard to understand, but I just got a message from someone who says he's the greatest caller ever on Free Talk Live.
Alrighty.
So
well, he was certainly enthusiastic, and he wasn't all crazy ragey like some of the callers.
Yeah.
But... You know, I wish I could have gotten, you know, slower speech out of him so that maybe I could have taken in more of what he was laying down.
You just got to stop him and ask for clarification. It's the only way to possibly have a conversation with him.
How long has it been since Scott the Bigot has called in?
A couple of years, probably. It's been a while.
Yeah, I don't think he's called in since I've been on the show.
Could be right about that. I know there was a time where he was gone for a while and then popped up once and then kind of disappeared again. So, toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us online through Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and this is Free Talk Live.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Got a terrible story about a child who told a story at school about marijuana.
I didn't do it.
And it ended up getting his, not his, I guess it wasn't his dad, but essentially his dad was arrested over it. We'll give you that those details here in moments. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You want to save big time on your purchases through Amazon? How about saving 20% every time you buy through Amazon? Here's how you do it. You have to have Bitcoin, and you have to go to saveitpurse.com. Saveatpurse. Saveitpurse.com allows you to save huge 20, 30, 40%. You can do all of that. Through saveitpurse.com on things you're going to buy probably anyway through Amazon. So why wouldn't you want to save big time? It's a perfect excuse to go out and get some Bitcoin if you have not yet done so. So get started at saveatpurse, saveitpurse.com as we go to Glenn in Philly. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. Oh, okay. So first, tonight's message to Tim. The loonies are in the bin. The loonies Tim? Are in the bin.
Who's Tim?
It's Tim the Spy.
Oh, you mean TJ the Spy? Or you're a different
TJ
spy?
I thought it was Tim. It's TJ the Spy. I'm
Tim's
sorry.
A caller Tim. From Wyoming.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
and
sorry.
Also
the
Wizard from Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
TJ is not sorry. On the show tonight. I don't know if he's monitoring the program, so
well,
I can't guarantee you.
I'm just trying to follow instructions. I didn't read the... Yeah, the encode. Sometimes just this thing, these encoded messages are hard to read. So,
all right, Glenn. What else were you calling about tonight?
Actually, I heard you talking about a rideshare service in which the drivers set their own rates?
That's correct. Arcade City.
Okay, the immediate question this raises for me is like, unless the potential riders can shop from among the various drivers in competition in real time, oh,
yes.
Can they? Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was actually looking at the app earlier today just because I was curious what would happen if I wanted to, you know, create a ride, and at the moment, they don't have hail a ride, they have schedule a ride.
Correct.
So you go through, you put where you want to be picked up, you put where you want to go, and then it will show you, here's the number of drivers in the area.
Right.
And then you can click on the names, and you can see, oh, this person takes cash and credit card.
Correct.
This person takes this. This person charges this. And of the drivers that I was looking at, none of them accepted Bitcoin.
Ah.
So I did not even attempt to finish.
Where were you looking at these drivers? Was this down in Mississippi?
I was sitting in the airport in New Orleans looking for drivers in Boston just in case the person that I had scheduled a ride with wound up not being able to pick me up for some reason.
And the app is relatively new. It's being updated quite a bit. There's like one update per day, it seems like, which is great because it means they're adding new features and fixing bugs. And so right now, I don't think there's a specific field where it lists the person's per mile rate or whatever, but they're adding fields to the app.
There's a field where you can list a rate.
You accept. Oh, really?
And okay. So some people put $1 per mile. Mm-hmm. One guy put pay what you feel is
interesting.
It's worth.
So they must have added
that.
But this
guy also had a picture of a pickup truck and said, I have a pickup truck. I can help you move your furniture.
Wow, that's cool.
I'm not going to hire somebody in a big, giant four-wheel drive truck to give me a ride from Boston to Keene, New Hampshire.
Expensive gas.
And then pay him what I think it's worth because, you know, like, what I paid the person that did pick me up would probably not even cover this guy's gas.
So it's good to know they've added that field already. I hadn't noticed that the addition of that field. So there's, again, new features going in here all the time. And they are going to turn on ride hailing as well at some point for certain markets where they decide that there are enough drivers in those markets to be able to facilitate instantaneous kind of ride hailing. So we're a ways away, I think, from that happening.
What will the ride hailing frequency be? Hailing frequency. I'm sorry.
It's a Star Trek joke. Gotcha.
Okay.
Took me a
moment. Makes sense, but they all have the same. You still the security issue persists. You know about the, and I'm tired of the word vetting. You know the qualifying or the, you know, clearing of people. You know, and you know things like. I don't know. I mean, since we've had these, you know, this incident, you know, with this criminal now, this murderer.
Which murderer?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
There was a guy in Michigan
that
he did like three Uber. Ian, I think you've done more Uber driving than this guy in Michigan.
I've given eight rides, yeah.
And, this guy had only done a handful of rides.
And
he
murdered people.
Yeah, he happened to have murdered people.
But he
and
was
the
a
media,
clean check, right? Like the, his background
was that
check
in connection with his Uber driving?
No,
or?
It had absolute. It would be like, you know, McDonald's patron kills people.
So he did,
and it's nowhere near McDonald's or while he's eating a Big Mac.
Oh, interesting. See, I didn't read the story, so I didn't know he didn't kill his riders or whatever. He just killed someone else.
He
entirely.
Killed somebody, and he happened to have done a couple of Uber rides.
Right.
So therefore, you know,
therefore Uber has a problem.
They were not Uber passengers who were killed.
That's what Daryl said.
That's based on the info that
I have
read.
Okay, maybe it's worth double check. Maybe it's worth double checking that. But either way, it's not a failure on Uber's part because the dude didn't have a criminal background, from what I understand.
Right.
You know, he basically snapped and killed some people or killed a person. I don't know how many victims he had. But
he went on a shooting spree.
Okay.
One generally does not go on a shooting spree of the people sitting in their car.
Yeah, right. So, so some people are acting like this is somehow Uber's fault.
Well, that's an important part.
5 hour, it's listed here from the Daily Mail that it was a 5 hour rampage.
Wow.
That he killed six people and injured two.
Daily Mail, was this in the UK or is
the guy, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Okay.
But the top story was from Daily Mail.
Now, Glenn, I don't know where you're falling on this one, but ultimately, you know, this isn't an indictment on Uber. This is just a crazy person.
He was also married, so you could, you know, blame married man kills six.
Right. Well,
father of two kills six. Go ahead, Glenn.
Well, he did drive some Uber customers after he had done the rampage, but before he was caught. And then that was featured in the media. You know, the people were
if he didn't think he was going to get caught, then it would make sense that he would go back to his
normal
life.
The people who had taken the ride were like, oh, my God, and because they had even said something to him about that. You know, like, that, you're not the shooter, right? No, I'm just tired. And I was like, oh, brother. But anyways, that's informative. All right. Well,
there you go.
Have a good day.
Hey, thanks, Glenn. And again, if you want to sign up to drive for Arcade City, just go to arcade.freetalklive.com. You can also sign up to ride with Arcade City at arcaderide.freetalklive.com.
And now, my guess is that if he were going on the shooting spree while doing an Uber ride, he would have gotten bad reviews and not able to pick up another passenger.
Yeah, and I'd imagine
dead men leave no reviews.
And plus, if you're driving for Uber, then they know right where you are because you're on GPS.
Yes.
And they're tracking you, and they have a full log of where you've been and where you've gone because that's part of what they do. So again, not an indictment of Uber, and Glenn wasn't saying it was, but some people are out there.
Right.
Like,
the media is trying to indict Uber.
Because
Uber is to blame.
No cabbie ever has ever killed anyone. In the history of cab driving,
Have you seen Taxi Driver?
Right. It's a movie, but nonetheless.
It's true.
Nonetheless, taxi drivers aren't exactly known for their cool heads and, you know, for their best behavior. Now, they've been behaving better ever since Uber came into places like New York City. The cabbies have kind of cleaned up their act. They've cleaned up their cars. They've become friendlier than they previously had been.
That's because Uber and Lyft are stealing money from them.
Well, they're certainly competing
Competing in a free-ish of market.
But my point being that
customers are not property. They cannot be stolen.
We know that in California alone, there have been a few hundred thousand Uber drivers. So there are probably well over a million Uber drivers around the entire globe. You take a million people, there's a good chance there's going to be a psychopath in a million people.
Chance
of it. Toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Coming up, an 8-year-old tells a story at school that gets someone arrested for growing marijuana in Vermont, of all places. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks, you will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you. If you dial now, 855-453 allows you to join us here. 855-450-3733. Also, disturbing story we're going to share with you from White River Junction, Vermont. Now, Vermont is coming along pretty well in this whole legalization of cannabis. There have been some Senate hearings, I guess, recently, and the Senate
just passed it.
That's right.
Last week.
Yep. And the governor has talked about signing the legislation, so we may see legal cannabis in Vermont very, very soon.
So good job on Matt Simon, who's just started working in Vermont.
No, he's not working in Vermont. Yeah, he's the regional director for the marijuana policy project. So
he's
been going to Burlington for about as long as he's been going to Concord.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
I didn't know he'd been at it that long.
Well, what he changed was he moved physically.
He moved his location so that he would not have to travel as far to Burlington, where they're a lot closer at getting legalization.
And Matt Simon, by the way, is an early mover for the Free State Project. He is like the three of us here on the show. He moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which you can do as well if you love liberty. If you care about freedom and you want to be more free in your lifetime, come join us as part of the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org. And also, help support Free Talk Live. If you like what we're doing on this show, bringing the ideas of liberty to the airwaves in over 170 radio stations around the country, that's something no one else is doing to the level that we are. If you support what we're doing here, if you support this mission, please go become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp, A-M-P, like advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com. You can also visit Rich on his website, invisiblehand.church. And I believe, Rich, you have some contribution options on that site.
Yeah, there are some, or you can go to richpaul.freekeen.com.
And Daryl Perry over at darylwperry.com. You are not accepting campaign contributions, or are you?
I am, okay. Via...
Bitcoin only?
Bitcoin, precious metals. If somebody wants to donate an airline ticket, airline miles, okay. I will accept those.
Where do you need to travel next? Where do you need help traveling, I guess, next? Because you've got a couple things laid out. You're leaving this weekend for another convention.
Right. I've got several things laid out the weekend of April 8th, there's a convention in I believe it's Fort Walton Beach or West Palm. I'm sorry, West Palm,
the Florida LP,
down in Florida. It would be great to attend that convention.
So if someone wants to help you, DarylWPerry.com.
Yes.
There are ways to do that there. So toll-free number tonight, 855-453. Here's a disturbing story that just broke a few days ago. TimesArgus.com is the Barry Montpelier, Vermont newspaper, apparently. A second grader's tales of how he was helping a farmer grow, quote, special medicine, unquote, plants led to the bust of a large indoor marijuana growing operation in Windsor last week. Stephen Mann, age 54, pleaded innocent Monday in White River Junction Criminal Court to a felony count of cultivating more than 25 marijuana plants. Now, I wonder if this author got this wrong, because most courts, you don't plead innocent. You are never found
innocent. You plead not guilty.
Yeah. You plead not guilty, and the jury finds you not guilty. Generally
well,
not
and
innocent.
Down in Massachusetts, they do something to where you either plead responsible or not responsible.
But I've never heard someone being able to plead innocent. Anyway, he was facing a felony count of cultivating more than 25 marijuana plants. He was released on a $10,000 unsecured appearance bond. Windsor Police Detective Jennifer Frank wrote in an affidavit that Mann's girlfriend's 8-year-old son told school officials and Frank about Mann's, quote, green thumb, unquote, and how he got to help him grow, quote, special medicine that can cure anything at all. So here you have this dastardly marijuana grower, who's roping his 8-year-old son-in-law basically into this and helping him cultivate this devil's weed. I mean, this is not a terrible thing that has happened here. As far as this guy was growing marijuana, no one was hurt by that act. He was helping teach this kid how to grow the marijuana. Again, not a problem in my mind. This is a valuable skill to know. How to grow marijuana, especially in a place where it may be legal soon. It is already medicinally legal in Vermont and relatively available there as a result of that. So this is a valuable skill to teach a kid, and it's sad because this is why you don't want to send your kids to government school. Because even though you think that they understand what's going on and that you've informed them that this is a good thing that you're doing and you shouldn't be ashamed of it, or at least you should keep it quiet, you can't count on an 8-year-old to keep it quiet.
Well, you can't count on an 8-year-old. It helps if you start young in letting kids know that the government is not their friend, their teacher is not to be trusted, their doctor is not to be trusted, anybody who has a major license from the state is not to be trusted.
Their allegiances lie with the licensee.
Exactly. I mean, I remember being suicidal in Florida and after my wife died, and thinking, well, and telling, basically paying random people to talk to them, because I wasn't going to go tell a shrink that I was feeling suicidal and risk getting thrown in a mental hospital and having my health insurance milked for a couple of years, because I had really good health insurance, and that can be a scary thing under certain circumstances.
And then possibly lose your right to defend yourself.
Yeah, lose your right to defend yourself, give anybody who has any action against you an opportunity to question your sanity. People like that are not to be trusted. If they're approved by the government, they shouldn't be approved by you.
Frank said the boy described in detail what sounded to her like marijuana plants, and then added that man was giving the plants, quote, to anyone who needs the medicine, unquote. A steady stream of people were phoning and coming to the house frequently, said the boy. In his own confession, according to court records, Mann wrote that when officers showed up at his front door on Friday, his girlfriend Leona Hunt, quote, had just taken a hit when they knocked, unquote. Frank noted there was a significant odor of burnt marijuana when she entered the apartment and said Mann handed over a warm glass pipe the couple appeared to have been using in the same room that the child was in. So, again, suggesting that there's some sort of danger to the child by the parents using marijuana in the same house or in the same room, and I'm sorry, there's just not.
The impact of secondhand marijuana smoke is negligible.
Probably immeasurable.
I've never seen any any study say that there was any impact.
So they made some mistakes here. There's quite a few mistakes. One was answering the door for the police when they knocked. You don't generally want to answer the door for the police, especially after you've just taken a hit off of a pipe. Probably a bad plan. Then they, you know, a lot of people are very obedient, so they hand the pipe over to the officer. He then confesses. Let me go on with the story here. Police say they found two grow rooms next to the child's bedroom, one for starter plants and one for more mature specimens. Police also reported seizing nearly $700 in cash. This guy must have been giving away this marijuana if all he had was $700 in cash. I mean,
Well, that's exactly what the kid said, isn't it?
Right.
That he was giving it away to anybody who wanted it.
This is nothing. In paraphernalia, including pipes, rolling papers, bags of marijuana, psilocybin mushrooms, bongs, grinders, and digital scales. Man allegedly admitted selling marijuana for $10 a joint, or $50 for an eighth of an ounce slice, telling investigators he did 90% of his business in New Hampshire, and also gave away some marijuana free to at least one elderly Windsor resident. Police said further charges are expected to be filed against Hunt in connection with the bust. Hunt being the woman, man being the male in the case. Again, they're not married, just boyfriend, girlfriend. Court records say the Department of Children and Families has launched its own investigation. Because of the proximity of the child to the alleged illegal drug operation and also to the chemicals that were used. And if by chemicals they mean growing chemicals, then okay. Because I don't know what other chemicals you would need in order to have a marijuana grow operation besides some fertilizer, maybe.
I mean, if you're doing butane hash oil, that's a chemical process. Any kind of refinement.
Didn't mention anything about that, though.
No, it doesn't. I didn't hear anything like that in the list.
This guy has no criminal record and will be facing 15 years in prison.
That's horrible.
Yeah. So another
Windsor, for people not familiar, it's literally
across the border,
inches from the New Hampshire state line. Like, it's right on the river.
So another mistake here, admitting to selling marijuana. No matter how stoned you are, don't tell the cops you sell pot. I mean, it's bad if they find you with a bunch of pot, because they can still charge you if you have more than a certain amount. They can charge you with intent to distribute. But if you admit to distributing, you're done for.
Yeah.
At that point.
Don't lie to them, and don't tell them the truth. Just shut up.
Yep.
Don't talk to those people. They're bad.
Damn good advice, Rich. And all so tragic, especially given the fact that Vermont is on the cusp of legalizing this product. Hopefully this guy will actually go to a jury trial, not take a plea, and maybe, if he's convicted, get pardoned later down the line. It's Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.